Anzac Day, the 25th of April in Muswellbrook. If you would like to be a part of the traditional ceremonies, you can find out everything that you need to know right here. Tim Seymour is the president of the Muswellbrook RSL sub-branch. Tim, how you doing?
Very well, thanks, Andrew. How's yourself?
Very well, thank you, mate. Looking forward to an Anzac Day where we don't have to worry about COVID.
Yeah, amen to that. We're certainly very, very pleased to say that we have absolutely, at this point, no restrictions.
Yeah. A little bit of a change this year. Tell us what's happening.
Well, we're back to our ancestral home at the Cenotaph at the corner of New England Highway and Market Street.
Yep.
We'll have both the dawn service, the march, and the main service there. So that's our that was opened in 1921. So that's where all our war dead are inscribed, and people who enlisted here who went off overseas have their names inscribed. So it is our ancestral home, and we're very pleased to be back there.
Yeah, absolutely. And the highway is going to be closed down this
year. Yeah, so the only change this year will be from 5:30 to 6:30. The highway will be closed for the dawn service, so we can have that free of traffic. And also from 9:30 till 12:30 for the march and main service. And although there'll be parking details on the Muswellbrook Shire Council website for people to access and have a look at.
I think that's a really important change. I know it doesn't seem a great deal, but having been to previous services on Anzac Day, there's a huge crowd that attends in Muswellbrook, and to be able to make sure that everybody's safe with the road being closed down, that counts a bit.
That's exactly. So we were quite concerned, as were Council. I must say Council's just been absolutely wonderful with their support for us this year and last year and all the other years, but because of COVID, they really came on board. But
yep.
To get that highway closed with Council's acquiescence, will make a great difference to it, because people do bomb burst afterwards. The New England Highway in past has always still been active, and there's been trucks and all manner of things, and we've got kids down there. And so it's just a very, very good way to commence the day and also do it very safely.
And with all respect to the truckies, we don't need a truck coming down on its brakes as it's coming to that to the roundabout while we're having the service.
That's right, or during the last post, or
yeah.
Yeah, 2 minutes silence. So, it'll work really well. So that's the scope for this
year. So just go over the times again. What time do we all need to be down there?
Okay, so the dawn service will commence at 6 a.m., so people start arriving from around that 5:30 mark.
Mm-hmm.
Just ask people to stay off the marked off areas that you'll see there, so we can get the veterans in and the officials in.
Yep.
That'll finish from there. We'll go straight up to the Commonwealth War Graves portion of the Muswellbrook Cemetery for a very short service, if anyone's interested.
Yep.
We also, and then shoot out to the Upper Hunter Memorial Grove on the New England Highway and to the Vietnam portion there, and we have a very short service there. The main service, Market Street will be closed from 9 a.m. so the school people, Red Cross, etc., anybody turning up to be in the march, and veterans and the like,
yep,
can start mustering down there then. We'll have bollards out with names on it for various groups, so you know where to stand in the march order of march. And we will step off from down there at 10 a.m., and the march will proceed up the New England Highway, up to Hill Street, and then back down to the Cenotaph, where we will have our main service.
All right. If anybody wants to find out any more information between now and then?
We have a website,
yeah,
and it's muswellbrook-rsl-sub-branch.com.au, and there's a Facebook page as well, and there's people just have to be careful. There's an old RSL sub-branch Facebook page that's no longer in existence, and there's a new one. You will find us on there.
Okay.
Just keep looking. But all the details are there, and there's links to our website so people can get all the information.
All right. Looking forward to a respectful Anzac Day on the 25th of April. Tim Seymour, thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for all the work that you do.
No, it's an absolute pleasure, and thanks for your time, Andrew, and getting the message out there. We hope to see lots of people there.